frogs have even less of a leg up. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. Frog legs are showing up on more menus all over Europe and North America. We're actually right behind France in our imports of frog legs here in the States. And it's hard to know exactly how many frogs are being eaten because only a fraction is reported in global trade numbers. So at least 200 million, but maybe as many as 1 billion frogs are eaten every year. Biologists say this is bad news for frogs. Frogs are already in serious trouble from habitat loss and a fatal disease caused by a fungus. Ian Workington has been looking at our appetite for frog legs. He's the lead author of a new study in the journal Conservation Biology. He says some frogs are raised for food, but most of the frogs are taken from the wild.
There was a harvest in North America and in Europe that depleted those stocks. The source then became India and Bangladesh, and now we've moved to Indonesia and Southeast Asia. And our concern is that, well, we're just going to harvest them to the point where there no longer is a viable harvest anymore.
He'd like to see better oversight on wild frog harvests and more commercial frog farming. But until that happens, he says you might want to take a pass on that frog leg platter. This is the Environment Report. When it's time for a new coat of paint, you probably want a paint that doesn't smell so bad it leaves your head spinning. More states are shaking up paint laws and forcing companies to roll out paints that aren't as bad for the environment. Julie Grant has this story.
Matt Testa started painting for his family's real estate business when he was a kid. He remembers his parents worrying that all the chemicals in the paint would ignite a fire, so they turned off appliance pilot lights before painting a kitchen. Today, as a builder and general contractor, Testa says most paints are still high in VOCs, volatile organic compounds, even though a lot of people don't like it.
On large commercial jobs, we've had to clear buildings at times and other things because of people reporting headaches and other things with the fumes.
But the VOCs don't just affect painters. When you open a can of paint or primer or wood stain, the chemicals get into the air and cause ozone pollution, which contributes to smog. In recent years, states on the East and West Coasts have started cracking down on paint makers. Smoggy Southern California, as well as states in the Northeast, have forced manufacturers to reduce their chemical load. And now, tougher paint laws are spreading to states in the middle of the country. Ohio, for instance, has had a tough time meeting federal clean air standards. It's hoping that stirring up the paint laws will make a difference. And that'll mean changes at the store. Steve Retinue is marketing director for Sherwin-Williams. He says when you buy paints, primers, and enamels, they'll be based less on oil and more on water.
In 2009, we'll be introducing a whole new product line. It'll still provide you with the hard, durable finish, only it will be VOC compliant.
Some professional painters are concerned that water-based paints and stains won't coat as well or last as long as the oil-based coatings. Now that contractor Matt Testa has kids of his own, he's glad VOCs are being brushed aside. But if reducing the chemicals means things need to be repainted more often, he says the changes won't do anything to improve air quality.
If you have to go back and repaint it, you know, you're really going to leave a bigger footprint environmentally from the truck trips, the amount of paint that you put back up, all the delivery of that paint, etc.
Testa says consumers will have to see for themselves if these new environmentally friendly products work as well as the higher VOC paints.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can hear this report and get more information at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.